Brian's High Cab Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. In the studio with the gang, I've got my wingman to the left of me, the Colonel Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, fantastic. What a beautiful morning driving in with a few clouds to break the sun a little bit, but beautiful outline.
Absolutely fantastic. To my right, my special guest host today, Melinda Bowles, the queen of prep and a financial planner.
A financial advisor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's in the studio doing great as always. Say hi, Melinda.
Hello. Good morning. Happy late Thanksgiving. We're still celebrating because we're still eating leftovers.
it ain't over till Monday.
I know.
And to the right of Melinda, we've got Judge Andy.
Hey, it is exciting to be here. We just had some great conversations out in the foyer. I mean, one thing about it is you're going to learn something if you listen to this program. So God bless you and have a great day. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Now, the glue that keeps it all together for me, Shelby Meyer. Shelby, say hi. Remember, it's a 3-hour program.
Okay, so I have a Thanksgiving joke.
Go, say it.
Okay, I hope it makes sense to the older people, because nom means eating, by the way. So when you say nom, 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 you're eating. Okay, what happened to the what happened to the turkey at Thanksgiving? My daughter told me this joke. What happened to the army turkey at Thanksgiving? It lost its leg in nom.
Oh, man.
Okay. What's that sound they make in The Price is Right when you miss the price?
I think that joke gave me PTSD.
I missed the person I was before that joke.
All right, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. All programming is put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Apple, Spotify, and Podbean. Thank you to the sponsors who have commercial businesses supporting the program. Thank you for the sponsors who are privately donating. If you wish to donate, which will be greatly appreciated, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, see all the other sponsors who are involved with the program. In the middle, there's a donation button. And if you donate on a monthly basis, it'll be greatly appreciated. It continues. It takes a lot of money to put the show on both stations on a monthly basis, so your help is needed. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. Okay. Now, first of all, I want to say we had a great time at the meet and greet.
Yes.
Lots of people there, good food, nice socializing, get to meet everybody, see faces, put names to the faces, put faces to the voices, and all that kind of stuff. We had a good time, so I want to thank everybody for showing up. And it'll just get bigger from this point on. Let me set the table with show highlights. We'll be doing our devotional and announcements. True stories at the 11:30 mark. Word of the day in a minute. Quote of the day in a minute. Judge Isaac's here. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. The Colonel doing his constitutional thing. Colonel, give me a teaser on that, would you?
We're going to be talking about education today.
Okay. Melinda, you got a teaser on yours?
Just how not to waste anything, how to back up important information.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Now, if we're blessed, we will have Father John Gazzaldo in here. Had a break in communication, so I think he's going to be showing up today. I hope so. Also, I had Luis Hernandez from Aquaworks Rain Gutters scheduled to come in. Not sure if that's going to happen either, but it's okay if he comes in, great. If not, we will carry on. Let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence. The Colonel likes it. You get a prize. I don't know. Coffee mug. Lunch at Ma's. Something around here. We'll get you something. The word of the day is autonomously. Autonomously. It is an adverb. Definition is, with the freedom to act independently. And it comes from this joyful, smiley, flower rainbow headline. Pentagon considers allowing AI weapons to autonomously decide to kill humans. Oh. Isn't that nice? That's so nice. So
we could just do that?
Because I got some more. Never mind.
Well, they remember the articles we talked about before? They had AI taken over, and it took out one of our military locations.
Yeah.
So they readjusted it so that it couldn't do that. So then AI then broke down communications so that it could continue to do what it wanted to do.
Yeah.
So we have a situation here, I believe.
But AI is safe.
They
AI
have one AI indeed. Robot that's safe. Learned how to escape out of its control room.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Now they have some company in Poland who has an AI robot CEO for the company.
Well, and they've also...
Yeah, that's so funny.
You see the artificial intelligence generated model that's making $11,000 a month modeling.
But why do you have to pay them? What do they have
exactly,
to
exactly. Why do you have to pay the CEO that's a robot? All right. Well, anyway, give me a call. Put the word of the day into a sentence autonomously. Colonel, you got your quote?
A native of America who cannot read and write is as rare as a comet or an earthquake.
That so has to that be back in the 1700s or 1800s.
It's the 1700s.
You know why I say that? Because everybody was well educated back then. They used the Bible to read.
Take all of my thunder.
Continuing on. Federal Reserve admits inflation unacceptably high after 2 years of monetary tightening.
Right. And they
admit it.
Raising interest rates to give the Federal Reserve more profits in order to destroy the economy so you can stop inflation is ludicrous. The only way to stop inflation is to stop giving free money, mm-hmm. printing money, and passing it out for no product.
You know, this woman here just said something. She said a mouthful, okay? Basically, they're putting out information now, and they're not even worried about hiding it. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they used to hide it, but because of the colonel's explanation of the education system and how the population has been dumbed down to such a point, they can say what they're doing.
And you go, okay.
All right. Trump, Republican National Committee should undergo revamp if it does not drop lowest ever ratings debate. And I agree. We all remember the meathead, Rob Reiner. Voting for Trump will cause the U.S. to slip into fascism. You all know what fascism is out there?
No, they don't.
Let me read it to you.
They think it's about some woman walking down an aisle with clothes on. Fashion.
That was a Bill Huffman kind of thing. Speaking of which, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. The definition of fascism: a political philosophy movement or regime, such as that of the fascists, that exalts nation and often race above the individual, that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Does that sound like Trump?
Oh, absolutely.
No, it does not.
And even not close.
The thing that sounds like him is national. He loves his country.
Yeah,
and
right.
each person is a part of the whole. So each person should have that red, white, and blue pumping in their veins so that they can contribute their little part to the world and make this place a better place.
We should defend our country like we would defend our family.
Yeah. NBC News polls record highest American gun ownership in poll history. Gee, I wonder why. Just in time for the election. You ready for this? Are you paying attention, ladies and gentlemen? Just in time for the election. Mystery pneumonia. Rips through China. School canceled. Hospitals overwhelmed. Does that sound familiar?
Yep. I've never seen that before. Could you explain that to us?
Well, wait, I got a...
Deja vu all over again.
Exactly.
I'm going to skip this and go to Governor Kathy Hochul's, the governor of New York. Power to enforce quarantine camps reinstated by New York Appeals Court. So they're setting us up with China. They're setting us up with the, FDC? No, not FDC. Approval of a shot for the new mosquito virus that's coming. That's going to be a world threat. Moving on.
Speaking of that, you know, we had West Nile virus for horses years ago, and when it came out, it was pretty deadly, and I had all my horses vaccinated for it because I was advised to at that time, and I was still a pretty young person, at least 60. And but it cost the ranch like $500-something because I had that many horses. Well, it came a year later, and the vet called me and says, Andy, it's time for you to get these horses revacked. I said, no, ma'am, we're not doing that.
She goes, why not? I said, because they've already been exposed. Every one of them had already been exposed. I said, they either got the antibodies in them already or they don't. But we're not, nature is a lot better at taking care of this kind of stuff than I am, and we're not doing it again. Not for $600, not for God's money, no.
You got to say no, man. You got to say no. Look, there are some people, what do you call it when somebody's already got a condition, pre-existing condition?
Like COPD, you probably, yeah.
So. Okay, you got to take some extra precaution, but this is basically up to a severe flu. Take care of it with chicken soup, bed rest, stay warm.
That's right.
All right, moving on. How the American controligarchs copy and paste from the CCP's playbook to implement freedom-crushing policies. I got that article here. Trust your gut, Tucker Carlson says. He warns of chaos, ignoring your instincts during history-changing events. Can you not see what's happening out there? Melinda talks till she's blue in the face about preparedness. I do that. We all do that here. Yet, there are many people I know that aren't even close to getting ready. All right, let me finish this up real quick. Oh, New York City Mayor Adams. I'm going to need you. Eric Adams begs wealthy for help amid migrant crisis. Biden's 2024 border pitch. Trump will make migration worse.
Yeah, you won't be able to get across.
You're going to fade the music. You're going to have to fade the music. Biden's head of Pentagon schools arrested in human trafficking sting.
Saw that.
U.S. Army is now begging unvaxxed soldiers to return after kicking them out for refusing the COVID vaccine. And bad idea. Fight erupts between Marines and civilians on Austin 6th Street. Bet you can't guess who won. All right.
I saw that video. It was ridiculous.
We'll be back in three.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Adventure Radio program. Look, I want to mention again, and I'll probably do this during the whole show, but the meet and greet was great. Had an awesome time, and I can't thank enough all my sponsors who support the program, but specifically Lennox, Cox's AC, who not only support the program, but they sponsored the meet and greet event. So always, you know, before you do anything, go check them out first. Give Cox's AC a call at 254-697-4252. Another big announcement. I don't do this very often, and when I do it, it's more of a generalized type of class. This one is an advanced class. On January 27th, I will be conducting a home and self-defense training seminar, and you'll be learning my mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling, point shooting, round robins, which is always a great one with malfunction drills, room clearing, we'll do the shoot house, quick reloads, move and shoot, all sorts of stuff. It's an all-day program. This is not for the novice. This is not for somebody who's never messed with a gun and says, I want to learn. This is for people who carry or are ready to use in their house and feel that they need to up their game. I can assure you, when you leave my class on that day, you will have learned things you never thought about, and you will have improved your skill tremendously. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the High Cap Adventure page, you will see the flyer, and you'll see the price. This is serious business, and if you're a moderate shooter or advanced, that's what we're going to do. So look at it, spread the word, check it out, email me if you have to, and we'll talk
about
it.
The 27th is a Saturday?
It'll be a Saturday.
Okay, so what are you doing about this?
It will be taken care of.
Okay. Well, I'm coming.
Okay. Check the price first.
I don't care. I'm going to charge it.
It's a phenomenal class. Now, I've got the colonel in here. He's done a lot of this stuff with me that will be in this course. You want to say anything about it, Colonel?
Fantastic training. I had a very, very valuable lesson when we were shooting the airsoft guns, and I learned that if you run out of ammunition in a fight, you don't stand around and watch the fight.
That's right.
You get the hell out of there. Get on the floor. Do anything, but don't just stand there.
That's right. No, he did a great job. You learn a lot of things when you're put under pressure. The adrenaline's pumping, and you have to see 100 things at once when normally, on a normal occasion, you're seeing one or two. It really ups your game. And it's a great time. I'll have lunch available. The whole works. It's a lot of fun, and it's very informative. So if you're interested, you have to book it in advance. It's January 27th. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Adventure page and sign up there. Okay. Judge Andy Isaacs, I have asked you to come on the program a long time ago for multiple reasons, but primarily to do a revival prayer. So you can.
Lord knows we need revival now.
Before we're done, we need a revival prayer.
You know, I was reading in my Bible this morning, and I remembered some things that I'd read in the past. And for those of you that have a Bible, go to 2 Timothy 3:1 and read that until you throw up. And then you can stop, because it tells you what we're facing and what we're up against and why. And I'm not going to read that because it's pretty long. But in Mark 3:4-10, it says, Jesus is talking to the 12 disciples, and he says, God has given to them to you, but to those who are outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may ever see, but never perceive, ever hearing, but never understanding, and otherwise they might turn to be forgiven. That's where we are today, folks. We got people that we read the Bible, we don't understand it. We see good things, we don't do them. We don't understand that it's not about me, but it's about what I can do for others. This is over and over. We teach this to the kids that it's about being a servant, not being served. It's about helping others, not being helped. If we can turn that around, we're great. Last week we had the women veterans, and they were great. They were good. But they gave them a talk about, in the Bible, in the Proverbs, it talks about a complaining woman is worse than
a dripping roof.
That's right. And that's bad. And and it, the women got upset, and they were like, yes, some of them have been terribly hurt, and yes, there are people out there that have been terribly hurt, but they internalize that and keep it. It's like they want to keep that hurt close instead of letting God have it and turning it over and forgiving and forgetting. Now, the forgetting part's a lot harder than just doing the forgiving, but they need it because they're being held back by that pain. And we talked. I didn't talk to them much at all. In fact, on the complaint parts, or not complaints, but how can we do things better? They're, when we bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, I always give them a hug. There were two women in there who said they didn't want to be touched by a man. That's how much pain that they have. That's how much pain. And all I did the whole weekend was wash dishes. I was so glad to get to come here last Saturday. Wash dishes. But it's out there. Guys, we can change things, but it starts with me. It doesn't start with somebody else. It doesn't start with the president. Yes, I'm going to vote for Trump next time he comes up, but Trump's not going to change things unless we change. So we've got to be the change agents. Change our hearts. Change our minds. Let's start a revival. The revival is change with me. What can I do to make things better around me? Let my light shine so that other people can get some of that and can have a better life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Lord, the Bible is full of Proverbs and Psalms and small things that we can do to change our lives. We don't have to read the entire thing and memorize it to change. We could change a little bit at a time. Just one verse, just one chapter, just one part of it can change us completely. Lord, help us to change, to make things better. Lord, we need you so desperately in this country right now, and yet our eyes are blind. We cannot see. We cannot do. But we know that the Word will change us, because when we let the Word do the work in us, it changes us every time. So, Lord, help us to get into the Word and let it change us. Help us to get into the Word and let it change the world, because we know it can do it. It's done it in the past. It'll do it again. And we know that you can do that. Lord, please help us. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is Morningstar Ranch is having had a great summer and fall season. We're in our slack time now till the 1st of January. Then we got to go start 110% again. But MSRMinistries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch at Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552. I have a request. Somebody out there is really super computer savvy. We have got to upgrade our website. And if I could have somebody that would call us or email us or talk to us that can do that and not charge us an arm and a leg, please give us a call. So God bless you. Have a great day.
Call has been put out there. The request has been put out there. I know there's somebody out there who can do it. So please, if it's not you, spread that to somebody that you know might be able to do it. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this segment of the program. I've been dealing with Casey and them at McGuire Tire for 20-plus years. When it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, they take care of me fantastically. They can do the same thing for you. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. If you're on my devotional list, I think this one is Tuesday of this week, I think. It reads, good morning. As I meditated, waiting for the Lord to guide me for today's devotional, bam! This is what he gave me. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. For if we go on sinning deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth. There no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people." And I close. For if we go on sinning deliberately, we all sin. But if we all sin and willingly, wantingly continue, then we are in deep, Let's cherish the sacrifice for sin so we may avoid the judgment of it. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed day.
Would that stick to your shoes? Oh, never mind.
There you go. You plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. Shelby, how much time I got? 20 seconds. Okay, I'll do the word of the day one more time. Word of the day is autonomously. Definition, with the freedom to act independently. Give me a call, put the word into a sentence, and you get a prize. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we should have the scratch and sniff section of the program. Hopefully, Katie from Moz will be calling in. If not, we'll tell you what's going on. And we will be back in 3 minutes or so. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. So let's get a call out to Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252 and let them square you away with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was good, I'm telling you. Thank you, Matt.
You might as well just sneeze behind I
don't know where that came
sounded
from.
Sounded like a nuclear bomb went off.
It's a secret now that he had to sneeze.
I needed to run. I was like...
Yeah. Don't ever do that without giving us some kind of warning. Me and the colonel was going for the hip.
Going for the hip on the floor.
All right. Okay. Sorry about that. The people on Facebook are going, oh, no, what? It's live. We're live. We got something going on. All right, let's.
Nobody has as much fun on the radio as we do. So.
Katie did not call. She's probably still recovering from the free Thanksgiving meals that they give out every year.
Yeah.
And Colonel, do you remember what it was last year? 150 people, was it? Or more than that?
I think it was more than that. I know we went over there at 3 o'clock and they were just clearing out to where there was room to sit down. So it was packed.
Yeah, it's a very generous thing that they do. Vicky just loves to serve. And Thanksgiving, and I think Christmas dinner, too, they're going to do. They give out free meals to people. You know, you can still pay them if you want, help them out. But that's what they like to do. That's what they want to do. And I think it was a great success, if it was anything like last year. Now, they are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights, Ma's Place. And you can check it out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, click on their link. And you get to see the menu of food that they've got. The food
is good food.
Portions are large. Atmosphere is great. Price is right. And if you tell them you heard it here on this radio show, you get 10% off. Even if somebody says, I'm not aware of that, it's probably a new person. Just tell them, listen, I need my 10% off.
That's right. Okay? Just tell them, Matt said.
Now, if you get the onion rings and you have a small dog, you can have the dog jump through the onion rings. That's how big they are. They're fantastic. So check them out. Support the sponsors who support the program. Ma's Place, Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Colonel, what do you got, buddy? What do you got?
All right. A native of America who cannot read and write is as rare as a comet or an earthquake. Well, I'm going to give that to you. That was John Adams talking about education in early America around 1770. So we had had education here since the very beginning, but let's talk about the lower left-hand corner of the big picture, and we'll talk about this in regard to education. Hold your left hand out with your fingers together and your thumb extended 90 degrees. Now pretend that this is the lower left corner of a large picture frame. Many times we get just little fragments of the news, and it sounds good unless you have more of the big picture. Or a temporary ceasefire sounds good unless you have read the Sunnah, Muhammad's biography, and the Hadith, the traditions of Islam, and you know that they are required to lie to you. Now, each Saturday that I am able to be with you, I'm going to try to add another piece to the multi-million piece puzzle that is the big picture. Each Saturday, I will try to put together a small piece of the puzzle. Nothing in life or politics happens in isolation. Everything is interconnected. As LBJ said, Nothing in politics happens by accident. Now, let's look at education today. And in the beginning, David and Tim Barton's book, The American Story, The Beginnings, page 116, we can start early education in America. All right, we had Jamestown founded in 1609. The Plymouth colonies were founded in 1620. The Plymouth Rock Pilgrims, 1620. And 1642, until that time, most of the children were homeschooled. In 1642, the Massachusetts General Court passed the first public education law in America. Now, it required all boys and girls, and key word here is girls, because before this, girls had been kept away from education.
Do you need this, Colonel, to help you?
What are the 72 other genders? Yeah, well, we didn't have that problem back then. So this public education law said that all boys and girls must be taught the principles of religious education. Okay? It stressed that everyone be able to read the Bible for themselves, read the Word of God, and the good laws of this colony. All right? Now, if you substitute for the good laws of this colony, the Constitution, we know what they're really talking about. And the reason they wanted them to be able to read the Bible for themselves is because they had just fled here from Europe, where they had been persecuted for their religious beliefs by people who did not know the Bible on their own. There is a real mission of public education. The real mission of public education is teaching the principles of religion and good laws of this land, civics. The failure of our current schools to teach these principles are not the root cause of our crime and our social apathy. The reason people do not participate in our elections and our government, put some self into it, is that they are ignorant of how our government works. They are ignorant of their constitutional rights. I just read a statement by the Temple ISD superintendent, Dr. Ott, about the great educational accomplishments of the Temple Independent School District. And it was all about job welfare, job this, but it had no mention of morals or civics. And I have tried to get a couple of students out of the 1,000-plus students in the Temple High School to volunteer to be trained and then paid to act as clerks in the last election. And we had no takers, zero, not even a question.
Excuse me.
So that says that we have a total failure to teach civics in our school system. American education was Christian religion based. Early textbooks and readers were Bible based, and the Bible itself was a primary textbook. I think Matt alluded to that earlier. There is a huge difference between keeping government out of religion and keeping religion out of government. Perhaps the biggest mistake I think that Thomas Jefferson ever made was in his letter to the Danbury Baptist, when he misstated what he was really saying in the letter. And what he said in the letter was, is that he would keep government out of education. He did not say that he was going to keep religion out of government. But unfortunately, that was what came out. He said the wall between church and state rather than the wall between state and church. And there is a huge difference between those two statements. Keeping government out of religion prevents a theocracy like Islam, and keeping the Judeo-Christian ethic in government is what kept us free. The goals of the Illuminati were first published by Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto, published in 1848. The 45 goals of the Communist Party USA were published in the Congressional Record in 1963, adapted from the Naked Communist, a 1958 anti-communist book by Cleon Skousen. And this book is available in PDF. Skousen is S-K-O-U-S-E-N. And you can find us. It's informative. Great. Get control of the schools. Number 17 of the 45 goals of the Communist Party to take over this country was get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda.
Oh my gosh.
That's
the most evident one, I think.
Soften the curriculum. Our 8th grade students back in the 1900s renew more than our college graduates right now. If you give a college graduate, they had testing back then. To get promoted, you had to pass a test. And the 8th grade test is pretty rigorous. And the mathematics and stuff, you know, like how do you compute the number of bushels of corn in a wagon or something like that? And these people have no clue today. You had to know a lot of things in order to do that. So, but it was useful information. And very much we don't teach it anymore. So get control of the schools, soften the curriculum. We have backed it down till we don't teach hardly anything. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Those are some of the goals. Now, and in the 1920s and the formation of the Communist Party USA was a turning point in education in this country. So we're going to continue with this after the break, and then we'll also get into a brief separate topic.
Hey, Shelby, cut the music down if you have to. I want to make a comment. Colonel, you know, you're saying all this stuff, and you know how I always say we have the country's divided into thirds. Third don't give a damn. Second, third care, but they don't do anything. And then the third actually care and do stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to look in the mirror. This everything he's saying is true. You need to look in the mirror and say, why aren't you doing more? Why aren't you doing more? Because nothing's going to happen unless we do it. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktail, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm.
Call me, Matt Beatrice, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. You know, last Saturday was our meet and greet. And I just want to thank Cox's AC again, Lennox Cox's AC, for the special sponsorship of that function.
Went that really, was a great party.
Yeah,
we had I really enjoyed it.
I really appreciate Matt buying everybody supper.
I was the first winner.
We had gifts given out from a lot of the sponsors, people on the show. Melinda had a, what did you have about? 5 to 10 bags?
No, three.
No,
bags
you had more than that.
It was my.
Who had the bags? Who had the canvas bags?
Me and Shelly switched because I don't live in Temple, and Josh does all the mechanicking at our house, so I didn't need the mechanicking gifts. So me and her switched, and my kids ate all the dried blackberries. Yeah, the first one I gave it to them, they just ate all of that.
Well, fantastic. Everybody had a good time. And I just want to thank Lennox Cox's AC for that special sponsorship of that, because it would never have been able to happen without that extra support. So
yeah,
just,
that was great.
So check them out. Give them a call, 254-697-4252. Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We're talking about the 1920s now and the formation of the Communist Party USA. This was a turning point in education. Before this, education in the United States had been very much Christian-based. But remember that the socialist or communist are atheists, and they think where we say our rights in the or the Declaration of Independence are God-given by our Creator, they say that all rights come from the government, come from men, and therefore they can be taken back by men.
Colonel, can I ask a question? Wasn't it back in the 50s, let's just use the 50s as the cutoff date, that we were number one in everything? Mathematics, arithmetic, reading, writing, arithmetic. We had great education, and all of a sudden when it changes with what you're talking about, taking over the school system, at that point is when it declined.
Well, we've never been number one. We've been much better than we are now, and we have decreased, and the testing now is, you can't really go by the results of the test because what they test on has changed. The tests are not constant. And the curriculum has been so dumbed down and limited that if you test over the curriculum, the scores are meaningless. So let's go back again, 1920s, with the formation of the Communist Party, the change in the goals. And one of the major goals of the Communist Party was to get control of teachers' unions. They founded the National Education Association. This is the largest labor union in the United States. And John Dewey and Margaret Haley started the American Federation of Teachers, which is the second largest teachers' union. Now, John Dewey was a strong socialist. And in his founding writings of the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, he destroyed the meaning of the word democracy. He freely substituted democracy for constitutional republic. Today, whenever you hear Hillary Clinton or other progressives say, Trump is a threat to our democracy, they are not saying he's a threat to our constitutional republic. They are saying he's a threat to the socialist plans for our government. The U.S. Department of Education was begun with the Department of Education Act, which President Jimmy Carter signed into law October 1979. President Carter was a progressive, That's euphemism for socialist. The U.S. Department of Education is unconstitutional, as this power was never delegated to the U.S. government by the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. And remember that Article 1, Section 8 lists the 17 things that the federal government was authorized to do. It was not authorized into the internal affairs of the state, which was education. The founders thought that there would be nothing worse than a government telling your children what it thought the children should know about the federal government. Let's look now at school violence. All right. Again, from the 45 communist goals taking over the USO, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Now, again, we just talked about the fact that that was a mistake by Jefferson to not say state into church rather than church into state, because we know that our government was founded, all of the early laws and stuff were based on biblical items, our Constitution. Almost every line in the Constitution has a Bible verse behind it. Our court system is based on the Moses' breakdown of how to rule his people and not take all the stuff himself. All right. Right now, Texas is preparing to spend $1.6 billion trying to replace God in the hallways of our schools with armed guards. Armed guards cannot prevent murder. Look at our prisons. We just had an incident where Chauvin, one of the policemen in the George Floyd incident, was stabbed inside of a federal prison in Arizona. Right? God controls the heart, and the heart stops murder. Lawmen cannot stop that. They cannot stop crime. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And the golden rule, Gospel Matthew 7:12, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. This rule of conduct is a summary of the Christian's duty to his neighbor and states a fundamental ethical principle. This is what we need in our school hallways. What if we took down the firearms prohibited signs and put up "Love one another as I have loved you" on signs in our hallways? What a dramatic difference. In 1960s, when I was in high school, we had assemblies, religious assemblies, and we had that. We had prayer in the mornings. We had the Lord's Prayer every morning. We pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States. We had guns in school. Every pickup was unlocked and had a gun rack in the back window with a shotgun and a deer rifle.
Colonel, what you're saying goes back to what I said about the education in the United States. There's a cutoff line of when things changed. That's when everybody should say, it was great then, and now it's not. Now, what caused the shift? And you're talking the Communist Manifesto.
And that's right. It's because they took God out of education. And our Franklin D. Roosevelt, socialist and president of the United States, who started World War II, by the way, also packed the Supreme Court with all nine justices were Democrats. And this is when they started, suddenly they could not understand the Constitution, and they came up with the Establishment Clause by misreading the intent of the letter to the Danbury Baptist and took the moniker of a wall between church and state. Right. And they tried then, they took God out of society. We're paying the price for that now. The wall between church and state was being, ignored as we see Catholic members being targeted by the FBI. The state is going after the church now in the United States. It's hard after it. Now, the church is also being subverted. Our seminaries are being subverted by the communists. The communists are good about lying and subverting. The John Roberts Supreme Court is now breaking down the wall between church and state in September 22. We need to take more advantage of this ruling that reverses about 80 years of laws. Thousands of laws on the book are still being enforced, but are now unconstitutional. We need to challenge those laws. beginning in September of 22, there's no longer a wall between church and state. All right, we need to get over that. Thanksgiving lesson, okay? The Pilgrims were the ones that started this. And let's take a quick look at this. We've got just a couple minutes. In 1620, the Pilgrim Plantation, and this is out of an article on the internet by Benjamin Powell. In 1620, the Plymouth Foundation was founded with a system of communal property rights, socialism. Food and supplies were held in common and then distributed based on equality and need as determined by plantation officials. People received the same rations whether or not they contributed to producing the food, and residents were forbidden from producing their own food. Governor William Bradford of the Plymouth Plantation wrote that this system was found to breed much confusion and discontent and retard much employment that would have been their benefit and comfort. The problem was that young men who were most able and fit for labor did repine, and they should spend their time and strength to work for the other men's wives and children without recompense or without reward. Because of the poor incentives, little food was produced, and they faced potential starvation in the spring of 1623. The colony decided to implement a new economic system, and every family was assigned a private parcel of land. And they could keep all they grew for themselves, but now they were alone responsible for feeding themselves. It worked. And then they had Thanksgiving.
All right, Colonel, as always, excellent job. The majority of the people in this nation have a veil over their eyes. They're not seeing it, because when you speak, I see crystal clear what's going on. Mm-hmm. After the break, we're going to have our special guest host, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, she's got a whole list of notes here. It's great.
She's got her own time.
See, she could have
important information.
Right. She could have wrote her notes on a piece of paper, but she didn't. She got the back of a candy wrapper so she wouldn't waste anything. We'll be back.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone?
As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. So let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Check them out. Give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM, KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to watch us live, Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio. You got a question for Melinda here with her prepping or financial situation. 254-697-6633. And all programming is put on a podcast form. We're getting thousands of downloads, which is great. So add to it. It's a great way to listen to the program. Without further ado, Melinda, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Good
the queen
morning.
Of prep and so much of other stuff.
As usual, his wife made chocolate chip cookies this morning. Oh my gosh, they are so good. She's such a good cook.
And
the
huge.
Balanced Money, Balanced Life segment. So today we're going to talk about the Balanced Life. Bulls Financial Group, you can reach me at 254-899-9944. So the two topics I want to talk about is how not to waste anything from Thanksgiving, right? So the first thing is there's probably been some things on sale, and I would have encouraged you to try to replenish the cupboards with things that are on sale. Good time to buy in bulk. I refer folks to an organization called AzureStandard.com. They do a drop ship in Belton where you can order a whole bunch of things in bulk, good organic products, and to me, they're reasonably priced. But take advantage of the holiday sales. They might have overstocked at the grocery stores. Perhaps this is your opportunity to restock your pantry.
You know what Shelby said about Black Friday being it was a bust. Maybe they can do what you just said.
Right. I would assume that they were expecting maybe a bigger turnout. I think people are kind of hunkering down and trying to be a little conservative with spending money. But I want to talk about the process of the turkey here for just a second. So how many folks out there took the carcass from the turkey and just threw it in the trash can?
Oh, it went to my dog.
So you gave it to your dog.
Yeah,
that was good.
Big dog.
So it became dog food.
Soup.
Soup. You took the carcass and made soup out of it.
I'm just guessing you can make soup out of it, right?
So,
you know, chicken bones, why not turkey bones?
So the first phase is, of course, debone it. And then what we did with our turkey carcass is we threw it in the pot on the stove and boiled it for several hours and then strained it. And I've got all this fresh turkey broth that's now going in the freezer and mason jars, of course. So I'm looking forward to turkey pot pie, turkey soup, turkey whatever down the road. But I'll have this fresh broth. So once we did that, and there's lots of stuff in that we strained out of it, now I move that whole pile of stuff that came out of the pot on the stove to the Instant Pot. So yesterday I spent about 3 hours letting it absolutely pressure cook to break down those bones. And when you do it in an Instant Pot like that or a pressure cooker, I mean, you can just snap the bones in two. And so then I moved all of those fragments in that pot to my food processor where I turned them into bone meal. So that will be food for the dogs. So my dogs were having a heyday because I made a mess all over the kitchen cabinets, all over the floor. They were like, give us more of that bone meal.
You just let them in to clean off the cabinets?
off around the floor.
Dogs must be fat. They get freeze-dried chicken.
Yeah,
they get leftovers of the turkey.
So now we have bone meal from the turkey carcass. And since I still had juice in the Instapot, I had previously cooked a chicken a while back, saved the bones, and now I'm going to throw those bones into the Instapot. So I have a lot of liquid in there, and so I'm going to turn those into bone meal. So we are feeding raw food to the dog, so she's like loving it. I mean, it was like a delicacy at this point.
And Melinda, what turned you on to this? I mean,
Melinda, when do you sleep?
No, serious.
Instapot cooks all by itself. You just have to turn it on.
What was it in your life that made you go this route? Was it just your upbringing altogether?
No, absolutely not. My older sister has been gardening for years. I've got an aunt who's been canning, and I called her to make sure I had the dressing right, okay? So I wasn't inspired until probably about 3 years ago whenever they started locking us down and realizing that our food was being poisoned with all kinds of chemicals, and it just the light bulb went off, and my sister's like, I told you so. She tells me this all the time. I already told you that.
Well, you should be happy I changed my ways. Stop gloating.
Yeah. So the chicken bones that we cooked a while back are going in the same juice, and as soon as I get that processed, if I still have juice, I have beef bones that I'm going to turn into bone meal as well. I might as well not waste the liquid in the Instapot. So I am in bone meal mode for the dog food, and I think it's really important to not... So we didn't waste anything. We had nothing that we wasted. Now, I encourage folks, even if you have a backyard, make a little compost pile. If you had leftovers, go put them in the compost pile or feed them to the chickens. Or I have a friend who has a pet hog. Well, y'all know Jeffrey. He's got a pet hog. So I'm like, take pumpkins home with you.
I can see that.
He has... His name is Trigger, by the way. So when they came
pull
over...
Pull the trigger on Trigger.
They came over Wednesday for dinner. I had his three girls pick out these big old pumpkins to take back to the hog and the horses. So they were excited that they got to do that. But if you have leftovers, which I overcooked because I now have enough food basically almost for the Christmas meal. So I've got over dressing, sweet potatoes, all of that stuff freezes really great. So I would encourage you to repackage it either in, I prefer glass containers, but if you're going to have plastic containers, make sure they're BPA free. I never reheat in plastic. As a matter of fact, I prefer to put it in a little toaster oven in a glass dish. I try not to use the microwave because it just kills the nutritional value of the food. Yes, it's quick, but it's not good for you. As a matter of fact, this morning I went and flipped the breaker on my oven to turn off the electricity to my oven because it emits a frequency. I've got my little frequency monitor, and it's like, what? Yep, I turned the breaker off to my oven. Absolutely.
She's all in, man. She's all in.
Yeah, I turn off that switch on my breaker box because my little EMF monitor, when I walk up to an oven that's not even on, it just goes beep, 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 beep. Okay. It's freaking
out. I think
out.
That's the computer in these new electronic ovens, the frequency, the clock in the computer is what's emitting the radiation.
And so part of our Thanksgiving was we had friends over and, you know, sharing of recipes and sharing of leftovers for folks who may go home and not have, single individuals who don't want to necessarily cook. So we actually had enough to freeze, and we had enough for just about everybody to take a little plate home with them. So I was really excited about that. And then we're sharing recipes.
Can you imagine if every restaurant did what you did with the extra food? We could feed the world.
So share that meal with someone else who might not have the ability to cook. And, of course, I just nailed it with the dressing, so I have a great dressing recipe. A couple of updates on the farm. We get to process honey tomorrow for the bees. This will be our second time, so I'm anxious to see how much they have made since the last time we checked them, because we only got to harvest out of one of the boxes. My garden is still hanging out. We're getting strawberries. Yes, we are getting strawberries.
Wow.
Lettuce, Swiss chard.
I'm still cutting grass.
squash, zucchini. We just harvested all of the sweet potatoes, and now they are fixing to get wrapped in newspaper and put in a cool, dark place, and hopefully we'll be eating sweet potatoes for many, many, many months, not to mention turning some of that into chicken feed. So
we made bell peppers, banana peppers, and jalapenos up until yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the peppers. Yeah. But the first freeze, be ready to cover it up. That's all I can say if you want to preserve it, because, you know, it's kind of interesting that we're still getting squashy. They kind of look like they were going to croak the other day, but they just came right back, and they've got blooms everywhere. So that's pretty cool. So don't waste anything from Thanksgiving. Don't get tired of leftovers. Go put them in the freezer, right? Don't throw them out. That's the message. So my husband and I were talking about, you know, Americans in general, we are just very wasteful people. You know, we waste a lot of food. We have excessive amounts of guilty shoes and clothes. I mean, you know, shoes and shoes and clothes. Yeah, there you go. So so the next segment that I wanted to talk about is just what is probably the one thing that a lot of folks fear the most. What would be devastating to your well-being? Like, how about fire? Think of fire. So, you know, fire is...
Well, that would be devastating to just about anybody.
Right. Well, financially, emotionally, physically, I mean, you lose all your stuff. And
well, here's one that some people may not think about. Let's just say, well, maybe they do if they live by the train tracks, but an unexpected chemical release where nothing's wrong, but you have to get up and move out.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're man, that's a major event right there.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
They made us get out of our house for a whole minute.
For that big, huge nuclear explosion?
Yeah.
That thing that looked like a nuclear explosion?
3 miles from our house.
That's crazy. So, you know, one of the things that we kind of take for granted, and of course at my office, we get the little fire extinguisher test done. I guess you have to have that because of city ordinance or whatever. But, you know, do you have enough fire extinguishers that work around your house? And everywhere I look, we have a fire extinguisher.
Every bedroom, kitchen, wood stove, the whole works. We're going to a break.
Sure.
Tease for next segment.
Yep.
Continuation of this?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Melinda Bowles. Bowles Financial Group. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Hi, Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Again, I want to thank Lennox Cox's AC for sponsoring the meet and greet that we had last Saturday. Couldn't have done it without them. I'll be praising them for the rest of the show on this one because they did such a great job. I want to thank all my sponsors, all my private contributors. I can't do it without you. Seriously, it costs a lot of money, and I can't thank you enough. And to put that function together was an extra expense, and Lennox Cox's AC came to the rescue. So give them a call, 254-697-4252. But right now I've got Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. It's like you can hear a pin drop in here sometimes, but then you can't because we get so excited by the information she gives us. But in general, it's like, wow, that's great info. Melinda?
So we were talking about fire extinguishers. You do need to know how to use one. That's a given. We talked about having the timeliness of a volunteer fire department arriving at your house. And if you're outside of the city limits, then you're on a rural fire department. You were talking about special hoses with special nozzles if you have to jump in and put out a fire yourself, and what not to throw on a fire. As the colonel said, don't throw flour on a fire. It will become a big combustible event. But just like in a business, most businesses, us being one of them, we actually have backed up all data files, all paper files in our office. So my file cabinets are pretty much empty. So they're in the cloud in a safe, secure portal. So when you think about losing physical papers, you know, scanning them in, and I know that they're, maybe you buy a little scanner, maybe you don't have a lot to scan in, but this last couple of months, we took the idea of business scanning to my personal scanning. So the girls in the office helped get all of our documents like titles and deeds and birth certificates and marriage licenses and things that are original documents scanned in into an area that if we were to have a fire, then at least we're not trying to recreate all of those important documents. Now, a lot of folks say, oh, I'm going to go put it in a safety deposit box. Well, my experience of 24 years is that a lot of people have safety deposit box with very little in them. If there is anything important in them, then when someone passes away, you got to jump through hoops to get the box opened by the bank because you may not have given anybody authority to get into your safety deposit box.
And they have to have a death certificate, which can take 90 days.
Correct, correct. So death certificates, birth certificates, you know, original documents that would be hard to duplicate. So a lot of folks will take their stuff and put in a fireproof gun safe, which we also have that, but I always like the idea of using the little thumb drives. So a lot of them are, you know, 64 gigs. So they can contain a lot of data. And not only could you put the paper documents, the originals, in a fireproof safe, but you could also put copies of what you scanned in on a thumb drive.
I'm going to interrupt just a second.
Sure.
What about if we talk about the SHF event? What difference does it make what happened to your files?
It's when that event is over.
When
and
that
recovery.
Event is over, we're all going to be scurrying.
It's the same thing
locate.
With gold, right?
Sure.
Gold, nobody can eat gold, but when the thing calms down, you're going to wish you had gold.
It's just a matter of preventing, you know, what is one of our biggest devastating events that could happen. I guess people passing away is pretty overwhelming, but loss of all items, including those important documents, I think fire is probably the one thing that can overwhelm folks, you know, tremendously. But those little thumb drives are just amazing because you can put so many good, you know, put so much on a thumb drive. You can store it off-site. Perhaps you have the executor of your estate and you want to give them a copy of it, you know, but don't forget, you know, wills and power of attorneys and all of that are very important.
Passwords.
Passwords.
The passwords for your telephone. You can't even turn their telephone in without the password.
Correct.
To clean it.
That's right.
Melinda,
that's
we
right.
have a faithful listener and contributor to the program, makes this comment. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.
There you go. I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. But I personally had set my kitchen on fire when I was about 6 years old. When we were walking home from elementary school, we were considered latchkey kids, me and my two sisters, the whole neighborhood. We walked home, we went inside the house and could not come out until a parent came home. And you know those old-timey little toaster ovens where you push them down and mm-hmm. you put the toast in? Well, it was a Pop-Tart moment, and I pushed down the Pop-Tarts because we were going to have our after-school snack. It was cold outside, and all of a sudden, me and my sister smelled smoke in the kitchen. And we went to the kitchen and realized that the kitchen was on fire because of that toaster oven, and it was hitting the... And somehow, I don't know how I got to the neighbor's house, but the neighbor mom was home. She came over, not sure what she threw on the fire. I think it was salt, and she put the fire out. Now, ironically enough, my dad had already been rebuilding cabinets for the kitchen that were in the garage, so me burning the cabinets originally did not hurt anything.
Helped out.
It helped out. We were ready to pull
it off. Are you telling me sticking the pencil in the toaster before it had a timer to
not
keep it
the
down?
Not the pencil, the Pop-Tart.
No, I'm saying, I used to, we had the toaster with no adjustment. You just push it down, it had only one adjustment,
oh,
but
one
you wanted
setting.
A little bit browner, so you stuck a pencil in it to hold the lever down.
Never heard about that.
And then it would just cook and cook and
not
cook.
Not a good
the,
idea.
And the smoke would billow out the slots.
Yeah, not a good idea. I also know someone, and this is a pet peeve of ours, because we had to make this modification, that had a very fire in their house because their dryer vent was actually straight up and out the roof. Now, you know, common sense says there's no way lint can travel up very well without creating a big mess in there. And so she lost a good portion of her house due to this fire from the lint vent going straight up through the roof. Now, when our house was built, hindsight's 50-50, we did not realize that's how ours was built, and we have very tall ceilings. So we actually had the builder come back out and reroute it so it goes straight out, and now you can snake it out, you can vacuum it out, you can stick a hose through there, and you can get it cleaned out. But going up on a roof and cleaning out a dryer vent that goes straight up through the roof, if you have that, then you are definitely looking at an opportunity possibly to catch that on fire.
It's the same thing as a chimney, basic wood stove chimney.
You gotta
sweep
clean.
It out. Yep.
Gotta keep them clean. So, but fire is probably the one thing, and I would definitely encourage you, if you don't have a scanner, maybe an inexpensive scanner, maybe you know a business who will let you sit there and hug the copy scanner machine for a price per hour. Get your documents scanned in, get them saved onto a thumb drive, and then encourage you to.
You know,
go put them in a fireproof safe of some sort.
Melinda, you asked the question, what's something that would happen? You gotta, even though I'm a gun guy, you gotta have security.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of nowhere, look, a criminal is not gonna come to you when it's convenient for you. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
And so if you're not prepared, boom, it's over.
You mean they don't schedule an appointment?
No, they sure don't.
But that's really all I had other than preservation, you know, preserving food. Don't waste any of it. Again, I talked about vacuum sealers versus Ziploc bags. I hate Ziploc bags. So, you know, and being able to preserve your important documents, I think, is really important. It also helped me clean out my file cabinet at my house, too, because, you know, we have a tendency to, as we all do, keep things.
Yeah, I do, too.
And it was kind of fun having the girls go through my folders going, do you really need to keep this? Okay, I'll get rid of it. And then, of course, a scanning service, a shredding service is right here in Temple. I think it's called Lone Star Security, right across the highway from Clem's. And so if you are cleaning out important things that you've now scanned in or you have excessive amount of things, I encourage you to either burn it, make sure your fire extinguisher is close, or take it to a official shredding place where you can get rid of it and not let that stuff go into the dumpster.
The city of Temple holds about 3 shredding events at the solid waste management headquarters there in Temple each year, and you can take your boxes of documents, mm-hmm. and they will securely shred them for you.
Yeah, it's a great event. At our client picnic, we actually had shred dumpsters.
Wouldn't that be terrible if it was a federal agency doing that, where you give them the boxes
and they keep them,
and they keep them, but they shred white paper and they're sifting through all everything, you know?
Yeah, well, don't.
No, if I said it, they've thought about it 10 years ago.
Okay? Oh, they're feeding it through a high-speed scanner as they put it into the shredder.
Right, you know.
You know, they scan all your envelopes in the post office.
That's right. It doesn't get delivered sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, Melinda, I think I got about a minute left. Is that right, Shelby?
Yes.
Okay. You keep helping us, the public. Tell everybody what you do.
Well, I am a financial advisor. I've been in business for over 24 years. My calling card here is Balance Money, Balance Life, because I really believe that if your life is out of balance, then probably your money is. If your money's out of balance, then probably your life is. So what's unique about our client onboarding journey is this is not always just about the money. It's about helping you take those steps, create a plan to figure out what you have to do to better your overall situation. And usually if we can improve the financial side of your well-being, then a lot of times, you know, the life kind of falls into place too. Now, you know, there's lots of craziness going out there in the world. There's a lot of scams in the financial world. You know, we hear a lot of discourse going on about the banks. I don't have any answers and I don't have a crystal ball, but what I can do is say, look, you got to bring this down to your level, that there is some activities that you can do. You're going to have to take action to better your complete financial life situation, and nobody can do it but you.
You know, just to back you up, and I'm not trying to be a Trump guy, but from 2016 to 2020, the economy was booming and everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy life, happy money, all that kind of stuff. Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, should be in here for the rest of the program. And if you can't remember how to get to her, go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page. Their link is right there. Click on it and boom, you're there. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth. and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252.
And Lennox has a great warranty also.
All right. Now look, I've had two people. I had Father John supposed to be in. Something's up. Luis Hernandez from AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Great guy, great patriot. We're having a combo problem, so I'm not sure if he's coming in or not, which gives us more time to discuss topics we may have already been discussing, go over some things. But I'll tell you what.
Let's talk about what Shelly was talking about Black Friday.
Shelby, take the mic.
Always forget the L.
Shelby, the B.
I'm sorry. You're going to be whatever Shelby. I say. I'm the B.
No, I was saying since yesterday, of course, you usually see mobs on the news burning places down and people stumbling and running over each other. A woman punching an 11-year-old to get the last baby doll. I mean, you usually see a lot of crazy stuff going on about Black Fridays, but all I've been seeing, well, what I saw yesterday was people who even I work with and people in the stores, you'll see on TikTok and Facebook and even the news sites that nobody showed up for Black Friday. I mean, there was a couple handfuls. There was no fights. There's still lots of merchandise in the store. Walmart workers posting TikToks like, where's everybody at? Target, where's everybody at? Look, the store is empty. It's 12 noon. And then me and Andy go to Google it, and it's been completely wiped clean. There's no good stories. There's no bad stories. There's no, they usually like to put it out there that they've made so much, $9.8 million in sales and all this stuff, and it's not there. And me and Andy were saying, well, watch us get a bunch of alerts about extended deals. And right when we said that, Andy got a text from Cavender saying, hey, we're extending our deal till tomorrow. And we're like, oh, it's starting.
So why is it called Black Friday? So Black Friday is actually when the retail stores actually start pulling a profit for the remainder of the year.
That's right.
So if they're struggling in Black Friday,
we're going to have some bad news. Okay,
retail might be going down, folks.
Let me connect all this together. What Shelby said, what Melinda just said, and what you and I talked about earlier, Colonel, please explain 25 cent level about too much product or too much money, not enough product.
Inflation is the very definition of inflation is too much money chasing too little product. If you have three people, make it small, sitting around a table and each one of them has $100 and there's a cell phone laying in the middle of the table that's for sale, what's the max price they can pay for the cell phone?
$100.
$100. How much are they willing to bet? Well, probably a little less than that because they might want to have supper or something. Yeah. But if somebody, excuse me, gives each one of them another $100, like the federal government comes by with one of these handout programs.
Or a credit
card.
Then
what happens? The price of the product goes up. That is inflation. When people will bid more for a product, when there's too little product for the amount of money, that's inflation.
Explain now. You have all this illegal immigration coming in. They're getting all this money. They're not contributing back to the system. They're pulling out from the systems that are in existence for us, the American citizen, correct?
Correct. And also all the welfare money. If the government prints money, borrows money, and gives it to people for not producing any product, then there will be too much money for the amount of product available. You've got to produce something for your money or your money will be worthless.
And the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal or reserve, is trying to do what? Just keep the game going alive for them? Or what are they doing, Colonel?
Well, let's look at this. Could there be anything sillier than raising interest rates to control inflation? We just said what inflation was, and when we raise interest rates, we just increase the profit for the Federal Reserve that's not federal nor a reserve. We give them more interest money, and we take money out of the economy. We have to collapse the economy in order to prevent people from having money to chase too little product. So to stop inflation by raising interest rates, by definition, you have to collapse the economy.
Now, Colonel, since we're on this topic, why, you know it's happening, they want to kill the dollar to go to a digital currency. How does that work in the scheme of things? Why do they want to kill it, and why do they want digital?
They want tracking. And that's the biggest thing I see, is they want total control of how you spend your money and know what it is. One of the most frightening things about using credit cards for me is to be able to go into Walmart. If I buy the wrong item or it breaks or something, I go in there and I don't have a receipt. They say, well, did you charge it? And if you say yes, they can go back and pull up your receipt.
Right.
They know everything that you purchased. And same way with any of the membership clubs, they all track everything you buy or sell. Or excuse me, not sell, but everything you buy. So they know this is all marketing data on you and your family. And that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned. So I pay a lot of cash. I like, and also, there's a gas station in Belton that gives you 10 cents a gallon off if you pay cash for your gas.
Yes, I've seen that. I like that gas station.
You go inside and lay down a couple of 20s and fill your tank up and save $2 or $20. You know, it's a free coffee.
Okay. So what does a person, Melinda, Colonel, Andy, what does a person do in this market when their money is practically worthless?
I believe Miss Bowles has something to say for that. You got to prepare.
You got to be prepared. Grow your own food. Try to find your water sources.
The bottom line here is, what would you do to save your family? Matt?
Well, whatever it takes.
Whatever
okay,
it takes.
There we go. Quit thinking the government's going to come help you, because they're not.
No, they're not
your friend.
If you want to know
the
future,
we're here to help.
If you want to know the future of inflation, when we were driving, we went on Thanksgiving. We went up to have a family reunion in Oklahoma from down here in Texas, and we stopped at several convenience stores along the way. And you look at the prices of things. We stopped at one truck stop. And a bag of pistachio nuts was $17.99. And candy bars,
away, huh?
Little candy bars that when I was a kid that cost 5 cents now cost $2.50, and it's a smaller candy bar.
Ali, I'm going to direct this to Melinda, but I'll leave it open to anybody. Melinda, you've been doing this a while. In your estimation, what is the sign because it could happen at any moment. What is a sign of economic collapse?
Black Friday not being shopped. We're there.
I saw a video where somebody was like, no, I'm not going Black Friday shopping because we have TVs. We have TVs from the year before and the year before. We need Black Friday on $17 packs of chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The food is not usually in the Black Friday sale, unfortunately.
Let me read an article here. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up here. Federal Reserve admits inflation unacceptably high after 2 years of monetary tightening. U.S. Central Bank also suggested it could resume monetary tightening after holding rates unchanged in three straight meetings.
But
hold on, Colonel. Let me just get this quote. U.S. inflation remains unacceptably high after nearly 2 years of monetary tightening. This is minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest policy meetings on Tuesday. Quote, the participants in the meeting stressed that current inflation remained unacceptably high while acknowledging that it had moderated somewhat over the past year, referring to its federal blah, 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 blah. What do you want to go ahead, Colonel?
Okay. Everybody, we just talked about inflation and what really causes it, and the fact that we have to collapse the economy to take money out and keep it from chasing. But personal credit card debt has exceeded $6,000 per family average credit card debt at 18% or 24. But anyway, credit card debt has prolonged the collapse of the economy. And when the people start running out of credit card money, it's going to be, oh, wow.
Colonel, when a country is in economic peril, what do they usually do?
They inflate hyperinflation.
And go to war.
And, well, okay, yeah, that's the real thing. And that's what scares me about China and Taiwan, because
the truth is
China's in huge
trouble. The only reason we came out of the Depression was World War II.
That's right.
And that was started on purpose, and we haven't admitted that yet.
All right, now that we're talking about China, let's segue over to this. Just in time for election, mystery pneumonia rips through China, school canceled, hospitals overwhelmed. What happened in 2019? I know it was 2019, but was it 2020 that it actually the epidemic was?
Yeah, it started. November.
It was
19.
Yes,
November 19 is when we got the kind of a word, and then December they didn't want to mess up Black Friday, so we didn't get nothing until December, a little bit after Christmas, and then January.
Would you or would you not agree that because of COVID-19, the electoral process went to shambles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mail-in votes, all the copied votes, Xerox copy, all this kind of stuff.
Stuff in ballot boxes, all that, yeah.
So here we are, just in time for the election. It's happening all over again. And then another article, Governor Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, power to enforce quarantine camps reinstated by New York Appeals Court. There's so many other articles that I've had in the past weeks that back this up, that fall into this category. They're setting us up, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall for it. We're going to take a break. We come back in 3 minutes. We'll continue on the discussion.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. We're
with a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
AC Heating for sponsoring the event, the meet and greet that we had, the first annual meet and greet. I don't know if it continues to build. We might have 2 a year. I'm not sure, but for now, it's going to be once a year, and it was a really great time. I can't thank them enough. I can't thank the sponsors and the private donors. Is that how you say it? People who donate privately for their support. But on this particular one, Lennox Cox's AC for supporting the meet and greet, the security that goes with it, everything that goes with it. So give them a call, Cox's AC at 254-697-4252. I have a question for everybody in the room here, and I want to ask it individually. I'll ask you first so I can get my mic back.
Okay.
Do you feel the American dream is dead?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because look around. Nobody is proud to be an American anymore. They're just picking at what it means to be an American.
You're thinking about somebody else. I'm asking you.
Me?
Your American dream.
I thought you meant in general for everyone else.
No, you. Is the American dream dead for you?
No.
Tell me why.
Because I love my life. I live freely. I can get up and go to the grocery store whenever I want and get whatever I want. I mean, I can raise my kids. I can choose to raise my kids how I want them, choose their religion. My husband can get up and go to work, and I could stay there, and I can go outside. I can wear what I want. I can do what I want, and I choose to do the right thing because it's my choice.
Andy, is the American dream dead?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, it's not dead. As long as I'm alive, it's still going to be there. I'm not, you know, the American dream is getting choices.
Exactly. It's because it's a choice.
Okay. No, I don't think it's dead. I am a business owner, very successful business owner, and I could not imagine doing anything else and having the freedom to have my own business.
I'm going around the room here. I'm next, so I'll say absolutely not. I can go from rags to riches, and this is about the only place on the planet that can happen. You can see some, and I use air quote, bum on the street who may have been hard on their luck, has a creative idea, and can convince somebody, and they believe in them to achieve what they want to do and become super rich. Look at MyPillow. What's his name?
Mike Lindell.
MyPillow. What?
Love is Fallon, towels.
Drug addict, the whole works. Multi-million-dollar corporation. Colonel, what's the answer to your question?
I'm going to change it just a little bit.
Of course.
never happened. At the tea party last week. We had four candidates, or three candidates out of four, showed up for a forum for the County Commissioner Precinct 3 and taking Bill Schumann's place. One of them was an immigrant who had just come to this country with $10 in his pocket from Eastern Europe during the Bosnian conflict. And he was offered the chance to come to the United States or any other country he wanted to go to. And it said it took him about 10 or 15 seconds to get over the startle factor and say, America! So he came here, and now he has learned to speak English. He's got a college degree in law enforcement, and he's a constable assistant. He's a deputy for one of the constables and has been for the past 14 years. So this accomplishment, and now he's running for office because he says he wants to give back to the country that gave him success. So, yes, there is capability. I want to remind people, all of these people that want socialism, remember that socialism, the definition of communism, is the ownership of all means of capital production, of making money. Everything's owned by the government. All the land, all the equipment. And when you have this and you have central planning, the only way central planning can work is if the government has total control. If you have any decisions that you can make personally, then you might disrupt the central plan. So,
Colonel, don't you
can't have any personal decisions. You can't decide anything
for
yourself.
Don't you find it baffling how somebody would just want to give up that right to a handful of people in control of a country and control the masses with that thought process? It baffles me how people submit themselves to that.
It's part of it is the fact that we have such a great propaganda. All of the media in the United States has been taken over. All of the movies, all of the TV, all of the newspapers, everywhere you turn, it's propaganda. Just like you were talking about, the internet has been scrubbed.
Wiped.
I have been looking last year, and most years, they use the credit card data from Black Friday because that's immediate computer information and they have immediate access to all the statistics about the sale. There's nothing.
No.
There's nothing
good,
about
nothing bad.
How much money was charged yesterday?
But it's I guess I'm going to say a shame for a personal experience going back to the American dream. Americans that were born here were entitled. Where we don't feel like what we have is good. We want to pick at everything. Because I have a friend, a very, very close friend that I work with. He's from Turkey. He didn't get here till he was like 15, him and his family. And he is one of the most proudest American people. He's like, I love America. And he's like, I like that we are Christian. He's like, they were going to put me in the military at 15. And my mom cried out. She said, no, we can't do this. And we fled. And he goes, I love being here. He's the most proudest American I've ever seen. And yet I have people, you know, around you and on the internet that they hate it here. They'll step on their own flag. And it's just, it's a bummer that I've seen it firsthand that a close friend, I mean, he was not raised anywhere around here, but he is such a proud, he's like, I love America.
Yeah. One more thing. You see this right here, everybody on Facebook? Until we get back into that.
Bible. You know, that's... Let me promote Luis Hernandez. I've been communicating with him. He's from Puerto Rico. And my gosh, does he love this country.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're not from here, you understand what it means.
But the colonel's from here. I'm from here.
I mean,
everybody in this room is... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Us.
I know what you mean. But I give that credit to my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents raised me up to love my country, love family, do right to the best of my ability. I have wandered.
And now we've gotten into about six generations of coming out of
it's diluted. The deluded parent is teaching
schools.
A deluded child, and they don't. They think America is this. America is not this, ladies and gentlemen. America is what I always use the date 1950 because it's a safe bet. 1950 and before that, God bless America, apple pie, Chevrolet, the whole works. Now it's just like, what color panties do I wear today?
What happened?
1963,
we're letting socialists
take
over and do stuff.
The manifesto was read into the record, and they've been doing this for a long time. And when they got the education system, it was all over. Oh. Now, the whole reason I brought this question up is this article, Illegal Aliens Flee Sanctuary Cities for Their Native Countries. Quote, American Dream doesn't exist anymore.
stop.
Let me tell you something.
It sure does. It still is there.
Let me tell you something, you illegal alien. That dream survives, but you got to be an active participant in this nation in a legal manner.
Yeah.
I have no problem with immigration, not one whatsoever, as long as it's done in a proper professional manner. But for you to come flying across the border, I get it. I totally get you want to come to this place. I get it. But if we keep doing this, and they're coming from the north, you're hearing more and more articles on the northern border of people coming in from different countries. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Well, we lots are of getting, Chinese coming across the south border now.
Happened in Ireland?
We are being infiltrated. Infiltrated. Dangerous.
It's by design. We have so many treasonous people in our government right now, including the executive branch of the government. We have the Muslim Brotherhood in there. We have socialists in there. We have the Council on Foreign Relations, whose published goal is one world socialist government. Every member of the CFR that's an active member and subscribes to that is committing treason and aiding and abetting the enemy, the definition out of the Constitution.
Okay, this is a reality check here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me, if you're watching me, if you hear my voice, if you listen on podcast, whatever. What are you doing to make America great? What are you doing to keep America great? And that's not a catchphrase, okay? That is the truth of the matter. What are you doing to keep America great? America, the United States of America, is a miracle from God. We are blessed. It's unbelievable. The bounties
the 5,000-year leap, the first 150 years of this country, under almost total Christian control, or Judeo-Christian ethic, we made more progress than all of recorded history.
Why, Colonel? Because the freedom that we have here to do
that's
so.
Right. That's right. And the do unto others as you would have them. Honesty. Honesty is almost gone. Everybody wants to lie to you now.
The first third of the nation that I always talk about, you're traitorous to this nation. The second third, the apathetic, the ones who know but don't do anything, you could almost go in that category. Lack of action causes you to not defend what you have. What are you going to do? Make a choice. I would rather have you on my side actively or see you on the other side and fight you actively. Okay? Look, this ship is taking on water. And there's this point, if you ever watch, I don't know what it is with me, as a little kid in the bathtub with the plastic boats, you'd see the boat fill up with water and it would sit there for just a half a second and then all of a sudden it goes under.
That's right.
There's that point of no return. And man, we are close. We can get it back like that with the right person and people in charge. Okay, yes, ma'am. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. 20 seconds? Okay.
Okay. You asked me to name two things, a long-term and a short-term goal.
Get ready to fade the music.
And the long-term, we've got to get control of the universities. They are all socialist training camps and indoctrination places. And until we get control of the teachers' colleges and return our teachers, we can't get rid of socialism and DEI and this sort of thing in the schools.
Colonel, you're getting rushed. Let's come back at the top of the hour. Let's go over that again. Be back in three. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years.
This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we are simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch and also at 98.5 KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Got a question or a comment, give me a call, 254-697-6633. All programming put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Spotify, Apple, and Podbean. Thousands and thousands of downloads already. Why don't you add to it? Share the wealth. Spread the news. Thank you to the sponsors, all the people who donate privately. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Yada, yada, yada. Colonel, I cut you short. Let's recap. Long-term things people can do to save our nation, and something short-term that they can see results and get motivated and pumped up to continue to go on.
Okay, the long-term thing I was talking about was the universities. The universities in this country, again, were universally founded to be seminaries and to provide religious pastors or preachers for the churches of the colonies. And it's gotten away from that. You know, Harvard and William and Mary and all of these places were seminaries. And now they are hotbeds of socialism. And so we have to get control of these universities and start making patriotic teachers again. Because as long as we let these socialist teachers come out, we can't fix K through 12 education by changing the curriculum or trying to demand they not teach DEI. I think burning books does not work. You leave a vacuum and bad stuff fills a vacuum.
Now, Colonel, you're a college guy. Andy, you're a college guy. Mm-hmm. Millennium College, okay? Mm-hmm. When you go to college from high school, yeah, you're supposed to learn to think and all this kind of stuff, but they're pushing. They're indoctrinating, not opening up the conversation of thought. So that's the problem, and that's Communist Manifesto.
Yes, and they're controlling this. And the service academies, all three, well, I say all. I know that the Air Force Academy, military, and naval academies are now major into diversity, equity, inclusion, socialist training. This is right out of the Frankfurt Institute, a communist
organization, which came to this country just before World War II and got established in our, I think it was Columbia University. But this is a real problem we have to address, and we don't do it by suppressing the education. We learn it. We do it by teaching the truth about where this came from and what the real alternatives are.
Let me ask everybody in the room real quickly. I'll put you on the spot. I'll start with you, Shelby. And that is, the Colonel gave a long-term thing. What do you think would help America in the short term? What could somebody do in the short term to help America?
Okay.
I don't know. I think you could start small in your own community. You know, you've got to start doing something with your neighbors and the people you surround, because you can't go big at first. You've got to start who's around you, because a lot of people around you are just, I don't know if they're willfully dumb or not educated in everything, or they just live their lives and they're, I don't want to deal with it. But if your community can bring it up with you, then maybe you can sort it out together and start small like that.
Andy, what do you think? Very good, Shelby. Thank you.
Well, mine is, you start with the spiritual side first. You got to build your spiritual man up, because the enemy's not going to stop.
Well, keep going.
And if you can get your spiritual man, then you let your light shine. Like Shelby says, you're helping the people around you. You're doing what you can do to help the people around you. Not fixing everything for them, because us men, we want to fix it. But it's helping. It's helping. You teach a man to fish, he'll never starve. You just give him a man to fish, he'll be hungry. He'll be fed for a day.
Linda, what do you think?
I'm on a quest. I just turned 60. I know I only look 40, but, you know, turned 60.
60 is the new 40.
I'm 60. I want to know the truth about historical events that we've been lied to about, because I think the truth gives us the internal assessment to decide, okay, I now know the truth. Now, how can we do this better?
It's like you've been had.
Yeah. I feel like everything about my whole life, you know, from the JFK, I mean, there are so many things that we've been lied to about. Our health system, our education system, our government, who's starting the war, who's funding the wars, you know, the whole... We've been manipulated, and we haven't realized we've been manipulated. And I think if the awakening of understanding the truth, if you know the gosh-awful truth, then we can usually make decisions to change something moving forward. But if we accept the lies that we've been told as the truth, then no action ever comes from that. I want to know the truth.
I want to push this book again, The American Story, The Beginnings by the Bartons. And it's a very factual, like she says, history is being rewritten. But their book is documented. The back third of the book is footnotes, because they have all the original documents.
See, now, that's key, Colonel. When I do my review of articles, I've got to find source material. I can't just take, oh, look at this. I go, no, who said that? Where did it come from? Let me see the video. And now video, I can't trust video. I can't trust audio with AI anymore. No. It's almost like I got to be there live to see it. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know.
God's message is always, not always convenient, but is always connected.
Do you think that's why they allow it so much to progress, so
it's
they can
one
go
of the reasons why they went digital.
It wasn't us, it was something AI did. Like, they can manipulate video and audio.
Look, in the book 1984, there's the, what do they call it, the burn hole, the fire hole, erase history and create new history. With digital, they can either go over the current video that you're seeing and make it look different, or they can eliminate it and make up something on their own.
Now, and let's go back. Now, you said you gave me two choices. In the short term, the most important thing, and you guys all hit on it sort of, is the Great Commission, to go out and evangelize to others, and this love one another and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the Great Commission, to get more participation in our local, state, and federal governments. We have to start local. We have to get involved. And it's not just a school board. But again, that goes back to the getting control of the schools requires getting control of the universities, because it all comes downhill. But anyway, this start local, and we can't do it, just like Andy said, we can't do it without getting back to religion, getting back to God.
Now, I know there's a collective request. Well, what does Matt think? So for all you thousands of people listening, here's what I think. And I'm not sure who actually said it. Was it Betty Ford? Just say no. Yep. Is that who said? Just say no. No.
Nancy Reagan?
I'm not going to put up with your racism. No, I'm not going to put up with 72 different genders. No, I'm not going to put up with open borders. No, I'm not going to put up. And do something. You can't just say it. You got to do something.
Now, that is Article 5 in the Constitution. That is, excuse me, Article 6. The nullification.
Yes.
Just say no. And I think it was Nancy Reagan.
Explain
that,
Colonel. Explain the nullification.
Okay. All the people have to take an oath in accordance with Article 6 to support and defend the Constitution. How do you do that without having to go to arms? You say no. When the federal government comes out with something, or when the government comes out with something that is unconstitutional, you say no. You refuse to do it. We've had several instances now where gun control laws, we've had local sheriffs say, no, I'm not going to enforce that. And that's nullification. And that law is now null and void.
Colonel, I'm going to try and keep this simple. You stop me when I go off the rail. Every state in the union is its own sovereign state. It's its own little micro country and has their own state laws and rules based on their constitution. They all got together one day and said, hey, let's get an umbrella corporation to cover some things that we can't do. Federal government.
National defense.
Constitution of the United States tells the national government what it can do and what it can't do. And anything that's not listed in that constitution goes back to each individual sovereign state. Then when you think about the sovereign state of Texas, it's broken down into local government, county government, I don't know, what's it break down? District government, state government. So you know the people going into the house. They're probably your next door neighbor, some of them. You could say, and I keep forgetting who this was, the wife of some quarterback. She goes, I know who you are, Susan, and I know where you live. And you're coming up with crazy rules for the school books coming into the school. I know you. We know these people. Everything federal starts local.
And you've got to participate. We need people, good people, to run for office. I think it was an old-time guy 1,200 years ago that said that the price that good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil people or by ignorant people. So if you don't participate, you're not putting any self in self-government, then you're going to be ruled by somebody that's not as good as you are.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes or so. When we come back, we'll continue on. 254-697-6633. Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Once again, I want to thank everybody, all the sponsors and the people who donate privately, but I want to specifically today mention Lennox Cox's AC for sponsoring the meet and greet we had on Saturday. I couldn't have done it without the extra support. And we had a great time, a lot of people there. So give them a call. Support the sponsors and support the programs. You got Lennox's Cox's AC, 254-697-4252. Now, I've got another big announcement. I mentioned it at the first hour of the program, so get your pencil and paper ready on this one. I don't do this one very often. I'm doing a home and self-defense training seminar, January 27th, 2024. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventures page, and you'll see the flyer there and the purchase button if you want to sign up for it. But here's the deal. It is not for the novice. It is not for somebody who's shaky on what they're doing. I'm not talking you got to be an expert, by no means. I'm not talking that you got to be, how can I explain this? You have to have the mindset that you want to carry. You have to have the mindset that you want to have a gun in the home ready for use to defend your family. It's the mindset of, if something happens, I'm going to go to the gun. And you shot the gun, and you're somewhat familiar with it. The seminar that I'm going to teach you, it's the connection between the want and the gun. And that is when the S hits the fan, the mentality, the motor memory responses, we go over it. And what do I go over? I go over mindset and philosophy of the situation, gun safety and handling, just because you just do that. There is no redundancy when it comes to gun handling and gun safety. Point shooting, round robin malfunctions, which is a phenomenal exercise that I have developed to help people figure out how to use your gun or maybe somebody else's gun or figure out how to fix guns in the course of shooting. Not fix them, repair, but to clear them as a malfunction. And the headline of the training seminar is Home and Self-Defense. I have a shoot house. We'll learn how to turn the corners, go through the fatal funnels, down hallways, the whole works, and you will be aggressed upon. You'll be able to do quick reloads, move and shoot. It's good stuff.
And I assure you that when you're done after the 10 to 12 hour course that day, you'll be pumped up, motivated, and extremely tired. And you will have enjoyed every penny you spent. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page. I'm only taking 10 people. Okay? First 10, that's it. Done. Because I'm going to give you personalized training. I've done courses before with 30 plus people and I have multiple instructors. However, I want to train you. I've been doing this for a long time. There's not many things I'm good at, but this is one of them, okay? So if you want to learn how to be better, and I'm reiterate, this is extremely important. This is not for the novice. This is not for the person who thinks, oh, it'd be cool to do this. This is something to do on a Saturday. No. This is for somebody who's serious, wants to protect their family, their property, how to defend their home, themselves, or property and loved ones. So check it out, aaronsgunshop.com, the High Cap Adventure page. You'll see the flyer there. If you want in, sign up now because seats are limited. Okay. I have an article here which is distressing. And, you know, as much as I do not like Biden and I think he's treasonous to this country and blah, 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 this could happen to anybody. Biden's head of Pentagon Schools arrested in human trafficking sting.
God almighty.
Now, if you looked at the history of the people in charge, you would think maybe they put this person in place for a reason. I'm not going to go there, okay? I'm going to say some pervert slipped through the cracks and is in head of Pentagon Schools. The chief of staff of education activity at the Biden administration's Department of Defense was arrested this week in human trafficking sting after he allegedly tried getting women to engage in prostitution. Comment?
I'm not even surprised.
We appointed a few years back, I think it was Clinton that appointed a head of the Department of Education who had been involved in child, something to do with child molestation or something. I'm trying to get back to who it was.
The Pentagon official, 64-year-old Stephen Havonik, was one of 26 arrests made by Georgia's Coweta County Sheriff's Office. That's why it got busted. The sheriff got in there.
That's
if it was
exactly
the feds
right.
doing it, FBI it wouldn't have happened.
FBI never got him.
It was after a two-day human trafficking operation. The law enforcement effort rescued six human trafficking victims altogether. According to police, Havonik was arrested on suspicion of pandering, essentially another term for pimping. Let's see here. Before working with the DOD, Havonik worked as a high school vocational teacher, coach, and school administrator in Virginia. These positions. Oh, come on.
I mean, there's a special place in hell for them people. I just, you know.
All right, shift gears a little bit here. New York City Mayor Eric Adams begs wealthy for help amid migrant crisis, says, I'm going to need your help. This is a moment where it's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
The way it goes, New York goes, America goes. The way it goes, New York goes, America goes. But I'm going to be more than ever. What's he saying? I'm going to need you more than ever to support many of these organizations like PAL, Robin Hood Foundation, and others, the mayor told a crowd. A moment where our philanthropic interest must align with some of the gaps in services that we were seeing today. Look, you're a sanctuary city. You called it on yourself. You didn't do anything about the border, but now you're crying tears because people are coming to your city. Wake up. That is why Eric Adams is getting, what's the word I'm looking for, from the FBI. They're being checked out for crimes by the FBI because Eric Adams stood up and said, hey, Biden, you need to close the border. We're getting too many people in here. And Biden, and I'm just using these figurative words, Biden administration goes, oh, we have one who's aware. accuse him of wrongdoing.
Yeah, that's right. We got to get rid of him, get somebody else in there.
It's the same thing. Like people say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do this to protect this country. Listen. First of all, you got people all over this country who love this country, but they're so far between each other and spaced out. The only way you can communicate, there's only certain ways you can communicate. Daddy government's going to know, and they're going to say, look, Sector 5 is hot. Send a drone, take them out, boom, it's over. It's the same thing here. Somebody spoke up and said, hey, the border's not secure. We need to take this person out. Rob Reiner voting to Trump will cause the U.S. to slip into fascism. I read the definition of fascism.
They mess with words. They don't understand.
I'm glad you said that. I watched Rob Reiner on an interview. I think it was with Bill Maher. And Bill Maher asked him a question, and you saw the deer in the headlight look from Rob Reiner, like, I don't know the answer to that question, so let me divert. He's a racist. Let me divert. He's terrible for this nation. He's a fascist.
White supremacist.
And that's the key thing. You're a racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic, whatever it is, but you can never tell me the truth because you don't know the truth.
Well, they started changing the definition of fascist, and they say that, a fascist is a right-wing person. A fascist is not. Fascism is right next to communism. Under fascism, example, Italy, just before World War II, under fascism, you own the business, but the government tells you everything to do with it except what color to paint the building and what time to open the store. Or maybe they do tell you what time to open the store.
They probably tell you that too, Colonel.
But the thing is, it's almost total control. You're allowed to own it and play like you have it, but the government controls everything. With communism, the government both owns and controls. And that's the difference between fascism.
And you're basically an employee underpaid.
Yeah. And fascism is not a right-wing thing. So they changed this to confuse people. Like John Dewey changed the definition of democracy, swapped it back and forth with communism and socialism to confuse people.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 11:30, right after the break, is our, the True Stories of Self-Defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like this, coming from the American Rifleman. So get ready for that. So I'll preface it with this article. NBC News polls record highest American gun ownership in poll history. This was done November 10th through 14th. It shows over half of Americans, 52%, say they or someone in their household owns a gun. Let's see. In 2013, NBC found the percentage of Americans owning guns was at 42%. In 2019, 46%. And now it's at 52%. Moreover, gun ownership among Democrats has increased through the years of polling as well. In 2004, 33% of Democrats said they or someone they had knew in their home owned a gun. In 2023, the percentage of Democrats admitting gun ownership was at 41%. Independents have remained fairly constant, with 41% of independents saying they or someone in their household had, 45%? And in 2003, 49%. Now, that's independents. For all you undecideds, I'm done with you. I'm tired of you. Get off your fourth point of contact. Wake up to the program. Pick a side. We're going to take a break.
This is not 5 seconds.
Well, I may not have been done talking.
Over a year now.
She keeps me in check. She's the metal around the wagon wheel, man. Without her, the wheel falls apart. Now you're shutting me up. We'll be back in three.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Captain Metro Radio Program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Guess what time it is now?
It's the best time.
Everybody loves this segment. This is the true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like these. We do cold reads, and everybody makes a commentary on it, and we'll see. So I'll do the first. This is from June 2007 in the American Rifleman's The Armed Citizens column. Story number one. Cashier Teresa Stuckey sold a woman groceries, and the next thing she knew, the woman was outside pleading for her life. She was screaming, "Help! He's trying to kill me." She was rolling on the ground trying to get out of the way, but he kept stabbing her. Terrified onlookers.
Oh my.
Give me a freaking break. Terrified onlookers yelled at the man that he wasn't in good camera position.
Oh.
I added that there. Okay. Let's see here.
And honked their horns.
Terrified onlookers yelled at the honked their horns, ignoring the crowd. The rampaging man poured gasoline on the woman and attempted to set her ablaze. But a passerby entered the scene armed with more than a car horn. According to the witness, the Good Samaritan drew a gun. He told the man, "Stop or I'm going to shoot." Well, "And if you run, I'm going to kill you." That's bad terminology. Don't ever use those words. Police say the heroic man held the suspect until they arrived. However, he left there before anyone got his name. The victim was listed in good condition in the hospital. Now, that's a cool guy because he did his duty and he left. He didn't want fanfare. He just wanted to do it.
I didn't know
you could just leave. I thought.
No, you can't. You're supposed to stay, yeah, but okay. He left.
You know, when the police get there, you can say,
can you run?
See ya.
Let me recap this, though. Terrified onlookers. If you're an onlooker seeing somebody getting stabbed and you don't do anything, you're pathetic. The other one is
throw rocks or something. Okay.
Hold on, Carol.
Take your shoes off and start throwing them at him.
And then the guy comes in there. At this point, she's being stabbed. Take that sucker out.
Yeah. Okay. That's me too.
Let's Bells? Think about this. What did he just do? He poured gasoline on her. What's going to happen if you shoot your gun?
Nothing.
In the fumes of the gasoline.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's not
going to
ignite it.
Nothing.
Not unless you're real, real close. Right here.
But anyway, look, if you have to be point blank range to shoot your firearm, you need to be taking one of my courses. If you're carrying the gun and you're motivated to protect yourself, you're the one. This guy, what's this guy? This guy, if you're listening to me, you need to sign up for my course on January 27th. All right, Shelby, take it away.
Okay. First, I have a little something that I wanted to add for you. Over the weekend, I'm younger, so I watch TikTok and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a TikTok gun training video that came across my thing. And it was a guy going, and if you've already shot your perp, before the cops get there, shoot one through the ceiling so it seems like you've made a warning shot. And I just commented, well, that's bad advice.
That's bad advice.
Don't do that. Right. If before the cops get there, go ahead and shoot one. I was like, don't do that.
To be honest with you, Shelby, if he's in his house and he did that, it's probably okay. But if you shoot a warning shot in the city limits, it's probably discharging of a firearm. Mm-hmm. And the bullet goes up, it comes down.
Public endangerment.
But in your house, if you did that, they'd probably like,
this
whatever.
Just like a mass.
I just wouldn't want to fix the roof.
It's very expensive.
Gun.
If I find it, I'm going to send it to you.
It'd be very expensive shooting a hole in your roof.
Okay, to my armed citizen story. When James Wiggins' dog began barking, he peered out of the window and spotted two men approaching, clad in black ski mask.
Gee, that's not a warning, is it?
Dark clothing and toting a handgun. Wiggins fled into his bedroom, retrieving his firearm and braced for the attempted invasion of his home. According to the police, the masked men forced open the back door and Wiggins opened fire on both of them. Both suspects were taken to the hospital with gunshot
yes!
wounds.
Yes!
I mean, they were taken to the hospital. There was no deaths, but I guess I'll take it.
Let me add to that commentary. He saw something going on.
He prepared
and stayed in his house. And when they broke in, he took care of it.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, ladies and gentlemen, is if you go outside, you don't know if police have been alerted, and the cop isn't going to know if you're the good guy or the bad guy.
Right.
So although I salute you for the willingness to do it, based if you study it, the practical application of it's probably not a good idea. Andy, take it away.
Police say two brave brothers with concealed carry permits squashed an apparent road rage incident. It began when a man was rear-ended and started yelling at the occupants of the other car. The argument escalated until he began shooting a gun into the air. At that point, passersby Paul and William Weber saw the man and quickly did a U-turn. The Webers unholstered their guns and demanded the man put his hands in the air and held him for police. If you see people doing wrong, especially putting lives at danger, said William Weber, 23, it's pretty clear what you have to do. Memphis Police Sergeant Robert Tutt called the brother's action very responsible and very restrained.
Very restrained is the key word, because I was going to say for a commentary is this. If you anxiously and quickly want to take a human life down, I have to question your mental thought process. No one should want to take down a human life. You have to cross that line because of the extreme situation. So they pulled out their gun. The situation was resolved. Very good.
Okay, a concealed carry permit holder from Florida is fortunate thanks to reciprocity laws. Police say he was walking his dog during a trip to Missouri when two men inquired about the pet.
Wait a minute. This guy's walking all the way to Missouri?
That is a long wolf.
Then one of the men pulled what looked like a pistol and demanded the man's jewelry and cash. The suspect's pistol turned out to be a BB gun, but the victim had a real gun. I definitely thought he was going to shoot me, so I pulled out my gun and started firing, he said. The suspect fled when was apprehended.
Started firing!
All right, first of all, don't bring a BB gun to a real gunfight. Second of all, if you're going to shoot your gun, you better hit your target.
Just
don't spray it. Right. Spray and pray. Colonel, take it away, sir.
Something didn't add up about two men claiming to be policemen, and Jason Daniels wouldn't answer the door. Police say Daniels' suspicions proved valid when the suspects broke into the home and tied him up. They began ransacking the home, and Daniels took the opportunity to free himself and grab a 9mm pistol from a cabinet. According to the police report, when the suspects returned, they found Mr. Daniels' arm and in a shooting stance. One of the suspects attempted to draw a revolver, and Daniels shot him. The injured suspect died, and the other was apprehended.
Yes!
Very good. The only thing I can say would be better is that this guy, that Jason, if he knew it was nefarious, should have had his gun at the ready.
He knew it was weird from the get-go.
When they started beating on the door there, he had an opportunity to open that cabinet.
That's right. Okay, final story coming up here. Joshua Nicholson and his roommate were allowing Sarah Enkler and her two children to stay with him while she fled an abusive husband. Late one evening, Nicholson was jolted awake by the sound of someone breaking in through his back door. Police say he retrieved a .380 caliber pistol and walked down the hallway. When Nicholson saw the suspect entering the home, he fired a shot, causing the man to flee. The suspected invader, Enkler's husband, was arrested after seeking treatment for a gunshot wound. Very good. He heard a noise. He retrieved his firearm. He went to go check. Somebody was in there. He took a shot, made hit. The only thing that would have been better, look, if you're in your home, you can carry a cannon, okay? And I say that with air quotes. Carry the biggest gun you can carry because you don't have to conceal it. Now, if your finances don't permit you to do that and all you had was your .380, okay, that's fine. And he did what he had to do. But if you're home, the gun, high capacity, largest caliber you can handle, and it's got to have a flashlight on it. It is 2023, about to be 2024. Technology is incredible. Your gun needs to have a flashlight on it, and you need to know how to use it. And guess what? On January 27th, Aaron's Gun Shop is doing a seminar, and it's going to go over stuff like that. So check it out, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page, sign up for it. Limited seating. Do it now. Does anybody have a true story of themselves?
I helped apprehend a shoplifter.
Tell me about it.
Well, that's something.
It was. In the 1980s, I drove a little two-door Honda Civic, little cute little blue car, my first car I bought. And I was arriving at the Temple Mall. This was when Dillard's was on the 31st Street side. And as I came into the parking lot in my little car, I saw this fella come running out of Dillard's, and he was booking it, and he was heading around toward Penny's, and then hot on his tail was a very overweight police officer chasing him. Okay, no, he was actually a Temple policeman, and he got a few steps chasing the alleged, you know, the shoplifter, and I drove up and I said, "Hey, he went that way," and he says, "Okay, can I get in your car?" So I got this very large fella who was probably over 6 foot.
Let's run him over.
He jumps in my little car, and so the guy looks behind him and he doesn't see him running anymore. But in the meantime, we're kind of circling around and we're watching him, and he just decides to just start walking because he's now probably got 4 or 5 layers of jogging suits on that he stole. And
why don't you hold it? Let's keep us in suspense. It'll be a cliffhanger and we'll talk about it when we come back. Be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. One last time, ladies and gentlemen, I just can't thank enough Lennox Cox's AC here in Cameron for supporting the program. Not only, you know, just to support it, but they went above and beyond and supported the meet and greet. So I want to thank them again. So give them a call. Check them out. Give Lennox Cox's AC here in Cameron a call at 254-697-4252. Now, you left us with a cliffhanger here. Why don't you recap a little bit what's going on?
Okay. So at the mall, I had a very large cop in a very tiny car as we were circling the mall chasing a shoplifter who, once he turned around and looked and did not see this cop chasing him anymore, he just started to walk like he's in the clear. So we followed him very stealthily around the mall. And what was comical to me was the cop was like, okay, slow down. And he's trying to hunker down in this little bitty Honda Civic. There is no way he can hunker down, okay?
Did he sound like this?
He was absolutely winded and was, I don't know why they put those hard shoes on to run. He needed to have tennis shoes on to run after a shoplifter. But so we circled the mall and went to the back side of the mall where there used to be the empty field behind Lowe's. There used to be a cinema behind the mall. Yeah. So that was actually an empty field. And so that's where the shoplifter headed. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we kind of got ahead of the shoplifter And the cop appears out of nowhere and pulls his gun. He jumps out of my car and instructs me to go back up to the mall and call for backup. And
this was before cell phones.
I did. So I run into Service Merchandise, was a store at the time. And so I run in there and I called them at the counter and said, hey, you got to call for backup. A cop's down here. He's arresting somebody. And this
should have been paid for that.
This guy jumps out and he's in front of the shoplifter who was completely surprised. And so he got him. And a few minutes later, you know, then the cops came and they arrested the fella. And I don't know how many run-in suits he had put on layer after layer, you know, after layer.
Melinda, you were talking about the oversized, overweighted individual, the law enforcement guy. There was an article, just I think it was Fox News. It showed a video of four extra large female Chicago police officers who could not subdue one individual.
Yeah. Big boom.
Yeah. I actually have one other story where we had the cops pull the guns on us at my office, if you want to hear that one.
Go ahead.
So we had been remodeling the office, and we had motion detectors inside. And so my husband had let one loose in the corner, and it was dangling because we were putting crown molding up. And so when the heater came on at 2 o'clock in the morning, it moved that sensor, and our alarm went off at the office. Well, this was actually during my time of training for triathlons, and so I could run, okay? I was not hesitant to run. So what we did was Keith grabbed his gun, and I grabbed a hockey stick, and I put my tennis shoes on, and we actually got to my office, which was 15 minutes away from where we live, before the police arrived. Because whenever the alarm people said, do we dispatch? We said, yes. We don't know what's going on. And so we got there and we pulled into the parking lot. And so we got out. I mean, we could drive around. We could see that there were no doors knocked in, you know, kicked in or anything. So we felt comfortable getting out. And I'm holding a hockey stick. And then the police show up and they pulled their guns on us and said, you know, raise your hands, whatever. And you know, the alarm's still going off. We don't see any compromised doors or windows. We're going to need you to turn the alarm off. So we go in and we turn the alarm off, and I can only describe them as Barney Fife and I don't know. Real small fella. Now, I'm not a small lady. I'm 5'8", but he was much shorter than me. And then a tall fella. And they didn't look like they had a lot of years of experience.
Okay, let me make a comment on this. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know by now, this radio program is in total support of law enforcement.
Absolutely.
without a doubt.
Right.
It's one, there's funnies, and two, there's ridiculous, and three, there's a shames. It happens in any type of occupation. But because law enforcement has the power of life or death in their hands, that's why it is so critical to make sure that we got the right people.
It's the same person.
Okay, just get them on right now. Okay. We got a caller. I got David Carter on the line.
Not
yet, but we will. That mic's dead. David, welcome to the program, buddy. How you doing?
Hi, Dave Carter. I'm going to be coming over there block walking for Tom Glass, and also ask people to be precinct sheriffs. I'm bringing an application with Warren Matos, the county sheriff. We got eight left to get people signed up.
Hey, David, hold up a second, David. What are you talking on? Because you're breaking up big time.
Okay, I'm going to walk close.
I'll tell you what, don't walk. Stand still and use your phone. Let's see how it works. Otherwise,
okay.
I got to let you go.
Not on speaker.
And not on speaker.
Okay, I'm off the speakerphone. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm coming over there. I'll be walking until dark tonight.
Where's there?
Tom Glass, also to invite people. Tom Glass for House District 17, House of Representatives. But the main thing is I'm looking for precinct chairs. We don't have anybody that's filed in Milam County to be a precinct chair of the 11 precincts. So I've got applications, and anybody can call me, 409-718-2268. I'll come to their home and help them sign up.
All right. Okay. Now, David, do me a favor. Lower that volume, please. Do me a favor, David. Slowly give your phone number again and state what you're doing so people can write it down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm David Carter. I'm recruiting precinct chairs for Milam County. There's 11 precincts, election precincts. None have precincts. None have precinct chairs. everybody needs to sign up and be a precinct chair in their precinct. I've got applications, and I'm coming over there. My phone number to call me is 409-718-2268. I'll come to your home and visit with you.
Now, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. I mentioned about what you can do. There are people in the studio, they do their own things, because you hear them, we collectively get together. David's out there doing his thing. You are sitting there wondering what you can do. Well, you can give David a call. David, give me your phone number again, please.
Okay, David Carter, 409-718-2268.
All right, now David, stand by for a second. Currently,
all right, and he's block walking and working for precinct chairs in Milam County, and that's District House Representative District 17, and the candidate is Tom Glass. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, and Tom Glass, I know this guy, and he's down at the Capitol. Every time I go down there, Tom Glass is already there and around, and he is known as the, he's always smiling and making jokes with people, and very effective in lobbying for great ideas and things. And his wife has run for governor under the Libertarian ticket, I think.
And that was just a protest thing when the Republican Party was a little more rhino than it is now.
Okay. Well, David, I appreciate the call. Hopefully you'll get a call. And before you get off the air, one more time, give me your phone number.
Okay, one more time. 409-718-2268.
Very good.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in.
And this is putting self into self-government.
That's right. Exactly. All right. I've got how much time?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Let me reiterate this article that I read from last week. FBI Director Ray, Christopher Ray, says border gotaways. You know what those are? Those are the ones we didn't catch.
We were trying to catch them?
A source of great concern for the agency. He said that the number of illegal immigrants evading Border Patrol agents and escaping into the country is a source of great concern for the agency. He testified to lawmakers that, the gotaway illegal immigrants at the border who evaded Border Patrol, which have exceeded 600,000 in 2023.
1 year.
He said, let's see here. I'm reading it real fast, so I apologize. Basically, the bottom line is this. 600,000 people, you don't know who came in. A small percentage, let's just say 1%. How many is that, 60? 60 terrorists that can come in. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. While in the military,
600.
While in the military doing what I used to do, two people can do a lot of damage. Okay? Trust me. Two people. If you can't see them, you can't stop them. If you don't know who they are, you can't stop them. Can do a lot of damage. And if you have, what was it, 600?
600.
You got 600 of those people? Oh my gosh. And that's just the ones in 2023.
They know who they are.
Well, and they released this felon. He was evading arrest in Argentina or something like that, and they just caught him again here. But released him. He came in. They documented he was in here, and he gave him a little, you're supposed to report back in, and he didn't do it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got limited time. Let me do one more time the announcement. Home and Self-Defense Training Seminar, January 27th, 2024. I'm just going to give you some quick highlights. Mindset and philosophy, gun safety handling, point shooting, round robin malfunction drills, room clearing, quick reloads, move to shoot. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventures page. Sign up there. Andy, real quick, what do you got?
You know, if we don't get it turned around, we don't get it turned around, what are our kids going to live in? So we got to turn it around.
We got to turn it around. All right. Thank you very much, Andy. Melinda, it's great to see you. Colonel, always great job. Shelby, couldn't do it without you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. All my sponsors and supporters, thank you very much. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.